Joining me on the phone today is Senator Ron Wyden. He's going to be speaking in Florence coming up on Wednesday at Siuslaw Middle School. And Senator Wyden, I'm sure there is so much to unpack right now with everything that's going on, from immigration to Greenland. Where do you want to start? I mean,
well, the big issue in all the town meetings, and I'm going on my 1,143rd, is cost. The big issue is medical costs, energy costs, housing costs, you name it. The ones where the second word is bill are cost.
What's interesting is for many years, I always thought no matter who the president was, no matter what the economic thing was, I didn't really feel that much from year to year on finance levels. Last couple of years, though, it's been a little bit different. I'm beginning to see that. And I imagine that's what's happening all around the U.S. and specifically in Oregon.
And that's because what Donald Trump is doing is so dangerous. I mean, he's playing a very dangerous game with these tariffs, producing some of the biggest tax on Americans I've ever seen. And then the flip side of the tariffs is not only are there high costs on the people of our state, but she seems to be trying to start wars, and you never know who he's going to go after next.
How difficult is it being in a minority and trying to get things done? And we hear all the time about how hard it is to get any kind of bipartisan agreements going on here. What is the sentiment like there from your colleagues?
Well, let me give you an example of what happened this past week, because mental health services are so important to Oregonians, and there was a major challenge. I learned around Tuesday morning of last week, so almost exactly a week ago, that Donald Trump was going to cut several billion dollars of mental health grants and services. And I was pretty sure he was going to do it. I talked to some friends who are knowledgeable about it as a ranking Democrat in the Finance Committee. We have a lot of sources. And towards late morning, I basically put out a comprehensive release that we all ought to be ready to defend this wonderful program, to make sure that SAMHSA, which is the acronym for Mental Health Services, is going to be okay. And towards late afternoon, we started to see more attention to it. But this time, we saw people debating whether Trump was going to do it. And I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And by the evening, it was clear that maybe he wasn't going to do it. And I woke up the next morning and people were calling from all over the country and saying, Ron, we did it, we did it, we did it. We blocked it, and it happened because we got the word out to the grassroots, and we blocked $2 billion worth of cuts in mental health services.
What does that mean going forward, though? Because I'm sure if there's a desire
What it means is that you'll have a continued threat from the Trump administration. Russ Vogt, the far-right economic spokesperson, is going to keep doing it. But it also shows that we can make a difference. If we dig in and pull out all the stops, we can beat these guys. But it doesn't mean it's over. I mean, it's just one battle. And, you know, here we are, the mental health win last week. We saw a couple of months ago some big election wins in Virginia and New Jersey, and progress in Wisconsin. And, you know, I continue to believe, and maybe I learned this from basketball. I went to school on a scholarship, is got to play all over the court every day and just never let up.
One of the things that's been a big topic here in Florence, and I know that's also on your mind, is the city council just deliberated over ICE regulations and the city police helping with ICE, et cetera, how that was going to work. And of course, you know, they were talking about possibly putting a detention facility just north of us in Newport. What's your take on that? What are you seeing as far as the trend going with that moving forward or not?
Well, I'm very concerned about what the Central Coast communities, the South Coast communities, are worried about with respect to moving Coast Guard assets around to make room for a new ICE facility. We know the contractors have been making calls up and down the coast looking for hotel space. And, you know, if Trump ramps up immigration facilities on the coast, that would really be damaging to economic development, and particularly small businesses and fish and all the things that have been part of the coastal kind of culture. And I'm glad they've been able to team up with the Newport Fishermen's Wives to battle successfully against this horrible idea of an airport, Alcatraz, and Newport. We beat them on the helicopter. We're going to beat them on the detention facility, too.
Yeah, and of course, you know, being a big tourism area, that could also be a detractor for that. Now, you recently...
I think it would be so damaging in terms of tourism. I think we'd lose our workers.
Really quickly, talk about the Secure Rural Schools program that was extended recently and your involvement in that.
Well, I wrote this program a quarter century ago. Oregon's share of Secure Rural Schools has been $3.6 billion. That's with a B. So this is, in my assessment, the biggest authorization of funds in Oregon, you know, history. And I remember the moment we won it when Pete Domenici, the chairman of the committee, asked, how did Oregon do it? And I said, well, we worked really hard. We organized. We built a coalition of Democrats and Republicans. He said, but how'd you really do it? And I said, Chairman, this is where God put the trees. And Lane County, you know, gets $646 million over the years, and we've seen a lot of communities. It's been a lifeline.
Lastly, now, one of the topics I saw on the email that was sent to me from your folks was about the Epstein files and full disclosure. Obviously, it's something that, you know, everybody thinks about, but it's kind of got put on the back burner with Venezuela and everything going on. What are we pushing for now as far as in the Senate?
Well, it's not a back burner matter for me. I think this is a very clear example of a rigged economy. And I'm going to stay at it until all the information comes out. And we have some big changes, particularly in banking rules. I continue to believe that you've got to follow the money to root out corruption. And that's what I've been doing since the Biden administration.
All right. Before I let you go, anything else you want to touch on? I know you're going to be here Wednesday, so I'm sure that if we missed anything, you'll cover it in the town hall.
Yep. It's going to be open to all. It'll be a good session, and thanks for your interest.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. And, you know, you got a lot of work to do, so good luck to you.
Okay, George. Take good care. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.